Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday to everyone. Welcome to Tell the Truth. John 8, 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
Together. Hey, 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 hey You know, I'm jumping around over here because, see, I'm thankful. God has been so good to me. He brought me a mighty long way. And I know he has done the same for you. He blessed us to have an opportunity to bring you a new show on Blog Talk Radio called Tell the Truth. And we'll be aired on the third Sunday of each month at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you're out on that West Coast, we have listeners out there. We want you to check us out. It'll be 1 o'clock your time. So we're going to have an awesome time on Tell the Truth. You might ask yourself, why do I need to check out this show? This is a chance to listen and hear some people that share some things that's going to tell the truth. As I presented in my scripture from the start, you know, we got to understand that, you know, that we have to be able to tell the truth, be willing to tell the truth. Then on top of that, own the truth, and that's what it's all about on this show, Tell the Truth. Oh, it's so good to have this opportunity. You know, our call in number, we want you to be a part of it now. We want you to call in and chat because I know you had an awesome day if you did virtual church service this morning or you was able to go face-to-face. We just say we know you had an awesome time because, you know what, we have to give God praise for waking us up this morning. And that's what he did for us. You know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. So the call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and we'll make sure you're live so you can chat. You can share your thoughts. I see several people on the line now. It's awesome to have them started up already. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Now, if you want to check us out on the web net, I'm sorry, the web link or the internet, you should get it right. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And you can check out all our episodes of all the shows that we have that falls up under the Smith Way Production. Here we have Tell the Truth. Like I said, you know, we had some music, had you patting your feet, clapping your hand, and if you did a praise dance, it's okay as well. But you gave praise to God, you know, because trouble don't last always now. And that's what we want to talk about. We may encounter things throughout life, and we'll call them life is challenging, but can still be filled with joy, happiness, and peace. And that's our title of our show today. And if you want to check us out, if you're not on Facebook and you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/The Smith Way Production. And asset is Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. That's that handle that we use on Facebook. So check us out and be a part of this. And on Twitter, that's simply Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Check us out. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be here for an hour, and we're going to just have a ball. My co-host, I don't like it because she's a host just like I am, and she's going to have an opportunity to kind of be in the lead way today, meaning she's going to tell the story that has guided her life and put her in the position where she is now, and God is still working with her. And, you know, I'm here to make sure we work in the manner issued, and it's a blessing. It's awesome. So we're going to take on life as being a challenge, but we still know it's filled with peace, joy, and happiness. My co-host, or our host, we're going to say we're splitting it. We co-host, but we host and host. We're going to keep it like that and make it even better. And we're so glad to have this young lady on the show. And I'm going to take this opportunity kind of share some things and how this person has inspired me. You know, I have a good friend, have a ministry called Inspire to Inspire. And being around this young person, she's excited, she's ecstatic, she's just joyful, and God has blessed her. You know, I can go on and talk of many things, but I'm going to allow her to share some things after I more or less call and introduce her name, and then she'll have an opportunity to just tell you a little background about herself, and she'll talk about what God has done for her, allow us to have peace, joy, and happiness. Now, the job is not over. She know the journey is not over. She know it's things going to continue to happen. But without further ado, my host, and I say co-host as well, Christine Walters. How you doing, Christine?
Hey, Dr. Smith. It's good to talk to you today. You know, I'm God's ahead of my life. I'm pleased to be here, pleased to be amongst the living. So, yeah, I'm Christine Walters, the daughter of Reverend Willis Walters, late Mother Dorothy Walters, and a little background. I'm a bachelor girl from right here in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm a proud mother of three sons, 19, 18, and 14 years of age. And myself, I am a domestic violence victim. I mentor abuse individuals. I serve on multiple ministry teams. I'm very active in the community. And I could say it's simply good to be able to be with and be happy when I'm successful in the ministry.
Awesome. And Christine, just let me just get you to back, you know, just back up a little bit from that phone because it's kind of grinding out. And I don't want it to grind. I want them to hear you clearly now. Just, you know, just back it up just a little bit. But our host as well as co-host, we're going to say for this show, as she shared some of the things, being a person who went through domestic violence, I say a survivor. That's what I'm going to say. Because that's what it's all about. You may go through things where it be challenging in life, but God still brought you to a point where you truly, truly could have peace, because she spoke of her sons and so happy to have her children and loving her children and brought, you know, her family with her sisters and brothers bring that joy. You know, and then on top of that, when you put the peace and the joy together, you have happiness. And that's what God is all about. When you trust and believe in Him, He will lead you and guide you. And that's what Christine's going to share with us and just tell about her life as much as she feels comfortable with. And we're going to move forward. Now, from this point on, we're going to do a lot of other interviews, and she's going to be right up beside me doing the interview. But today, I felt a need that I wanted her to kind of share some thoughts and things with us. We kind of put some things together. We wanted to make sure we can address quite a few things that is challenging, especially when you go through domestic violence. And people have to realize, and I want to kind of share with everybody that when you're talking about domestic violence, it's abuse in several categories. A lot of time individuals think it's just physical violence, not always. It includes mental abuse. Sometimes it becomes violent because the people can strike out you and scream and holler and do a lot of things trying to control you. Emotional abuse, spiritual abuse. And the last one people have a tendency to forget about is financial abuse. And then domestic violence, all of those things are somehow touched in some form, and it creates an uncomfortable position. And that position creates in your life a challenge. However, when you turn it over to our Lord and Savior, I can tell you he'll take that where we sometimes call might be a bitter lemon and turn it into lemonade. And that your life can happen just like that. You give it to Him and He'll make a way. He'll open doors. He'll move mountains. And whatever you ask Him and you desire, God will bring you through. Never allow you to be stuck. So just keep that in mind. So we want to kind of move forward with the challenges of life, dealing with domestic violence or all these forms of abuse. And Christine, I want to take this opportunity to let you kind of You stated a couple of things that you are doing now. Can you just kind of, to help individuals who may be going through domestic violence or just dealing with abuse, can you share some things with our listening audience and watchers as well in regards to what you do when you take time, when individuals call upon you and say, I want to talk to you about this situation because I know you may have went through it. What can you tell me? How can you help me? What can you share with me? Can you just take an opportunity right now to kind of just go through how you deal with those individuals when they come to you, whether they're adolescents, whether they're sometimes children, and a lot more males or females and our adults. Can you share that with them?
Okay, Doc. In recovery, daily, first I have to surrender myself unto God and be in a positive energy for to be able to help someone else. Not fall short, but there are resources out there that you give them, you sit down with them, you pray with them, you direct them in the right path, and you help them to establish a format to get out. Never as easy as just leaving, because for one person, what they see as abuse, another person may see as love. It may be a learned habit. They may have seen it for generations. They may have seen their grandmother go through it, their mother go through it, their aunt, their sisters. So it's never as easy as just packing a bag and getting out. And you have to keep in mind, if that individual have children, it's not as easy as taking the children away from the other parent, because that parent will, and I'm telling you from experience, will use those children as leverage. Energy, you have to find a way to first get help for yourself and get yourself started on a path where you daily, gradually disconnect from the abuser. And it has to be something that the person who's on the receiving end of the abuse, I don't like to say victim, because we're all capable of at some point realizing what we're going through, and we're at the end where we decide whether we stay or we leave. So I don't like to say victim. I like to say the victim will be the victor. There are sources out there that you have to help you get out if you are listening and you're in an abusive situation. There are resources to help you move slowly. There are resources for people who have children who say, I don't know what I would do. I got 10 children, I got 5 children, I got 2 children, I got 1 child. How will I eat? I myself have 3 children. I have siblings. My siblings love me, they cherish me, they adore me. I cannot say I would have gone to either one of my siblings or have taken my children and did what I did less of the way that I did it in getting out. I had to go into hiding. I had to divert myself away from my abuser, because I did not look at my abuse as abuse. I looked at it as love. So I had to go through mental counseling, which had to start within my home while still with my abuser, while still married and committed. Did that answer your question, Doc?
Awesome, Christine, I tell you right now. And, you know, I want you all to be a part of this. Make sure you hit that dial on that cell phone, which is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will recognize you. Once you press 1 with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your location. If you choose to give your name, first name, it's fine with me. And then offer your comments, offer your thoughts, and just chat with us. That's what it's all about. If you got any questions, we want you to make sure you take that opportunity to share what you have on your mind, because this is what it's all about. Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, all the social media. We have an opportunity to allow your word to get out through this vessel right here. Now, just to kind of piggyback off what I was listening to, what Chris was saying, and Chris was sharing about people having challenges getting out of the abuse or domestic violence. Some people think it's just as easy as just packing your bag and just walking out the door. Now, we have to understand we're dealing with abuse or dealing with violence. People are doing that for a particular reason. The reason could be particular. I'm going to just say one. I'm not saying all of them. One of them would be control. When you want to control somebody, you would like to inflict violence on them to put fear in their hearts. And once you can infiltrate their spirit and their soul with this violence, then you're thinking. Just remember, I'm gonna say this: thinking you control them, because eventually, yeah. As Chris have stated, you know, you begin to pray and you ask God to give you that desire, and that desire is to get me out of this situation, protect my children, and I need you, God, to be able to do that. So, God would put the covenant around them. And that's when he says, time for you to move. If it means moving to a destination that's unknown to protect you, God made it possible. And what you have to do is thank them and don't be scared to say, God, guide me where I need to be. But remove me from this situation, because this person just want to control not only me, but my children, and it also extends to family beyond the immediate family. And people have to keep that in mind. And I think we get caught up thinking just those siblings or with children, your brothers and sisters or whoever it may be going through domestic violence is only affecting them. No, it affects all of you. Because family go way beyond sometimes your immediate family, because it goes with your siblings, goes with your parents or a person of wisdom, and it bothers them, and it puts them in situations. Mm-hmm. And you have some people that have family members just not going to tolerate. I don't care what you say. They're not going to allow you to do that. You know, we was taught as a boy, many years ago, and eventually an adolescent to become a man, that we don't put our hands on the queens. And our black women are queens, not taking anything from any other culture. But our black ladies and women are queens, and you don't need to put your hands on. But when you put your hands on, it's a substitution for something that's so important in relationships, in marriages, and that is communication. If you aren't able to communicate with that person, you think, because I put my hands on that, that's my nonverbal communication, which it leads to me thinking I can control them. It becomes a state of mind, and what they want to do is condition you as the person being abused as a state of mind. But again, trust in the Lord. He'll guide you. He'll move you. Just ask him to move me from this place. Again, we want you to call in at 347-857-4192. That's one, and you can be of the conversation. I see the board. The board is full of people. Thank you so much for calling in, but I would like for you to push that number one, and I'll get you on the line and let you share some thoughts about abuse. Now, Chris, let me kind of ask this question. When we're talking about domestic violence, are women the only ones that are encountering domestic violence? Can you share some thoughts on that?
No,
you kind of touched on earlier. Go ahead, Ellen. Yes.
Okay, Doc. When we say domestic violence, we're so quick to round it down to a female. Males are also victims of domestic violence. I encounter daily male victims who are so tired because they don't feel like the resources are there for them to communicate and to get out. For me, and a female that they come to, and they're talking to me, and I'm like, you're no different than I am. If God did it for me, your first step, acknowledge it, what you're doing, because if you're not doing it, you're going to be able to tell it to me. But you have got to get yourself in a situation where you get yourself out of that situation. You cannot stay in domestic violence because you feel like your child is in danger, or you feel like she loves you and she's not going to do it again. Those are not acceptable reasons to stay in domestic violence. So, again, the same resources that are out there for females are out there for males as well. You just have to be willing to come forth and ask for help. Did that answer your question?
Exactly. And that's one of the challenges. It is getting a situation in our culture that men don't supposed to be emotion. And if you step forward and say that you're being abused by a woman who could be your wife, could be your significant other, whoever it may be, a female, it takes something from you. I always talk about on my shows about, I say, women are emotional. Men are lacking the maturity to understand emotion. So what we have been trained to understand is that it's all about ego dealing with a man. And the man will fight as hard as he can to not show a sign of weakness by reporting domestic violence. So that's affecting the ego, and that makes you look weak. And there's been several situations I've seen on shows when a man come in, and it was a show particular on Lifetime, and the man came in to the police station to report he's being abused by a woman, and they literally laughed at him. And for that, now, since my ego has been slapped around, then I don't want to report it. I don't want to report it.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up taking it until I may one day respond in a manner. I always tell people, we sometimes take advantage of people who may be weak. And we continue to back them further and further into the corner. And we have to remember, if I push them too hard, one day they coming out of that corner. And when they come out of that corner, hell have no fury. And the consequences that a person has to deal with could be life-threatening. So be careful when you start dealing with individuals, especially when we talk about men going through domestic violence and being the victim. There's a tendency that when they come out, they will do something that's devastating. They don't just get out, and their way of getting out is destroying or killing that person. We talk about that. That's causing that on them, and it's not so much about emotion with a man, it's more about ego. You're not going to make me look weak. And when I look weak, I got to regain that. I got to regain that. So I'm coming out hard, I'm coming out fast, coming out devastated. And that's one thing we have to keep in mind. And we want you to just kind of put your mind in the right frame, put it in the right frame. And we're talking about domestic violence. Violence, it comes in all forms. And we're going to take this opportunity now to kind of play a little music. And we're going to catch our breath now. When we come back, Chris, we're going to talk about emotional abuse and look at maybe some examples and what effect it has on not only you, but family members, meaning if you have children, are parents or siblings. And we're going to talk about that as we come back with the show, and it's after the music. And the call in number is 347-857-419
are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Some examples of emotional abuse, and then we want to kind of kind of take that and see how it affects your children, how it may affect your family, and see where we can go and share this on this vessel. Because, you know, we're going to be blessed, and we're going to do what God asks us to do. Christine, can you share some thoughts in regards to emotional abuse?
Yes, I can, Doc. Yes, I can. Thank you, Lord. Emotional abuse, there are so many kinds of domestic abuse, but emotional abuse is so critical because it is directed to kill your confidence and disconnect your lifeline from others. God has created us to be connected, to grow, to prosper. And when your emotional stability is torn down, it lowers your self-esteem. It disconnects you, and it tears down your lifeline, causing you to become bitter and angry. It's set up by Terranor. It breaks down your relationship ability to prosper or move. It causes you to be stagnant and still. In some cases, you're not even able to connect. And therefore, your emotional state of mind just becomes mentally challenged. And it just shifts your life to a whole nother level of traits that God has not designed for you to have. You can suffer from anything, PTSD, depression, anxiety, moodiness. You become withdrawn. The biggest one for me was flashback. You could hear the voice even out of prison. You were in, and it's something I battle with still today. I'm overcoming the voice. You have to really learn to cast that voice down and understand who you are in God and who He has created you to be, and emotionally not give that voice power, but re-examine who you are, and don't be afraid to have emotional. You have to acknowledge that you are going through an emotional unstable place, and you have to seek help, but you have to first accept where you are, acknowledge where you are, and begin to build on your self-esteem. Begin to look yourself in the mirror every day. Stand in front of that mirror and tell yourself, I love you. You are beautiful. You are important. Someone great. Regardless of what the voice is saying to you, you have to take accountability for you, who you are. You have to affirm yourself, because at the beginning and the end of the day, God have given you power, and it lies within your own mouth. It is in your tongue, and you're able to kind of speak that into your life. Call yourself to be who you were designed to be. Don't be afraid to check the motives of the others around you, and don't for no reason allow other people to speak negativity into your life or leverage who God has called you to be against who people want you to be. Because if God say you are Paul and you standing on the corner with Pig, then Pig and Paul is two different people. You either gonna be forceful and move out of the place that you are and know who you are in God and who He has designed you to be. Either way, you have to decide to take some accountability for yourself. And that all starts with your emotional state and your emotional well-being. And once someone tears down who you are psychologically, then you begin to neglect yourself, and you begin to socially disconnect yourself, and it becomes a natural when it's not, in fact, a natural at all for you to not be around others. It's not, in fact, a natural for you to be disconnected from your family. It's not normal for you to stay in the house all day while someone tells you they love you. But they're out. They're out being connected, and you're locked in. There's something wrong with that. See people for who they are. And for goodness sake, when folks show you who they are, believe what they show you. Because you're in an emotional state, and you see what they're showing you, It's just that you're so disconnected from God. Get in a place. Read your word. Pray. Stay on your faith. God will guide you out. I'm a firm believer of where God guides, he provides. If you have nothing, God will sustain you to something. It's up to you to get yourself into an emotional state, whether you have to go through mental challenges and get into counseling, or you have to tell your family, hey, I need your help. I need you to help me come out of this. And in some cases, people can't rely on family. But if you can't rely on family and you can't rely on friends, then those are people who don't need to be in your path once God pulls you out of it. Because the worst case scenario, they'll pull you back into it. So you have to take account for your emotional state of mind. And at that point, you have to know who you are, stay connected with positive people, reassure your self-esteem, build it daily, affirm your morning, get with positive people. Show, the saying is, show me who your friends are, I'll show you what your future will be. If you're in the pit on the corner, then your future is in that pit on that corner. But if you're educating yourself and moving forward and working, whether you're climbing the ladder or in school or in committee meetings or whatever you're doing, if it's positive, God will make a door open for you that will pull you to the next level of life. Emotionally, you have to be ready to let go of the bitterness, let go of the anger, and walk forward. Doc?
Go ahead on. Talk, fish. Talk. Did I lose you?
You want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep on. Come on, Chris. Ooh, come on, girl. Keep talking. You're doing an awesome job. Keep on. Share that. We need that.
For people who don't know what to look for in domestic violence, it's always going to be something simple that you can catch, because sometimes people need help coming forward. Sometimes people in domestic violence are blind. So it's going to be the small things that you're looking for as far as injuries. You're going to be looking for unnoticeable things. Bruises, cuts, scratches, scrapes, bites. Things that look minor to you are sometimes not as minor as they look. And it can be as simple as you saying, how did you get that? And them saying, oh, I walked into the door. Not always walked into the door. Sometimes walking into the door is walking into a pit. Sometimes I scratch myself is you being jerked to sit or restrain, or you have bites because you try to get away, and bites are usually going to be in places that shouldn't be seen. But normally, females like to be seen if they're going through domestic violence. Their esteem level is going to be low, so they're going to dress the part with their self-esteem, and it's going to be visible. That is not a love passion mark, that is a bruise. It could be around the neck from you being choked to your arms, your leg. It's going to be visible. It's small. If you see it, 99.9%. Speaking from experience, it's a beast.
Awesome. I tell you, Chris, you're bringing so much information here. We do appreciate it. It is exciting to kind of get an understanding, because you've never been through it. Then you wouldn't know how, and it could be recognized. And Christian shared, and just a couple things, Chris, I'm going to let you catch your breath right now, because I wanted to make sure you do that. You said a couple things that's powerful, and I want everybody on Blog Talk Radio, on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook to understand. When you're in a domestic violence situation, she said something about voice. Voices that you hear that are so negative, it become a time stamp, you know, in your mind that you will live whatever that's been said over and over again. Because those voices, that person that's screaming and shouting and trying to control and kind of trying to abuse you and eventually doing that, it will stick with you. I call it traumatic experience. And it don't go away just because you live from day to day. It sticks with you. Some people from a child been screamed and hollered at so much, so, you know, they say now you shouldn't corporal punishment to them because it sticks with them later on in life. And they say you shouldn't scream and holler at the individuals. You know, they say as a child, a lot of things. But as a child, it's even tougher as an adult. The voices stays in your head. And the voices can keep you from sometimes moving forward like you should. Next thing Chris wanted to share with us, I'm just trying to touch bases, is you have to decide what friends you hang around. Because your friends sometimes can determine your future.
True.
Keep that in mind. Your friends can determine your future. If you're hanging out on the block, you know, those friends are the ones you said, those are my friends, can cause you not to excel, not to aspire to the level you need to aspire to. So you have to be kind of careful about dealing with those individuals. Connection. Mm-hmm. She said something about connection, and I wanted to bring that up because when we talk on our Dr. Lowe show, on our Love Cafe, we talk about the traits or characteristics of relationship, healthy relationship that have love. And one of those traits is connection. So the abuser in domestic violence wants you to disconnect from those individuals who can be a support to you.
Yes, yes.
But they're going to keep their connection with everybody else, but they want mm-hmm. you to be at home. They want you to be mm-hmm. disconnected from your family. They also want you disconnected, mm-hmm. whether you believe it or not, from your children. Because they know those are good things. Those are supported things that allow you to one day be able to understand that connection or disconnection is not good. So
yeah.
That's one of the things. So those three things I wanted to pull out. And the last thing is we always say on our show, dealing relationship, when people show themselves, believe what you see. And Chris realized
everybody
know on the show what I say. Run as fast as you can to try to get away from it. It might take you a month, 6 months, a year, but you got to get away from them because they're truly, truly, truly showing themselves. And you can't survive when people show that part of control, that part of trying to disconnect you. You can't survive when they continue to abuse you verbally and then non-verbally, because it's traumatic and it stays with you in time stamps. And be careful about the friends that you be around. Those are the couple of things that Chris has shared with us. You know, it's so exciting. Now, this is not the only time that we're going to be, because we're down to probably about 10 minutes now, but we're going to just talk about a couple more things, and I'm going to let Chris jump into it. She also jumped back in because she shared about common type of injuries. We thinking it just, you have to hit you on your neck. No, that might be from a stranglehold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That bump on your eye. You going to tell everybody I walked into the door, that could be from his fist or her fist. It may be any scars on the body. And a lot of times people think they're smart, and they'll start not hitting you places so it won't be seen. But the truth of the matter, if God's going to make sure it be seen somehow, some way. So,
mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of common type of injuries, and she shared each and every one of them that sometimes we think, you know, it's just, okay, yeah, that's a passion mark. No, that's a thumbprint from choking somebody. Or that's a bump walking the door. No, that's from, you know, being punched in the eye. Bruise a knot on your head or across your face. You've been hit with a fist or with some kind of object. And we have to keep that in mind. We have to know the common types of things that we encounter. Christian, last thing we're going to kind of touch on is generational abuse. And the reason I want to kind of say this generation is that some people go through it because they've seen their parents go through it or their grandparents. That means your children see it. It's a possibility they can see it. Now, just kind of share some thoughts on how you can, you know, you already said I got to get away, but once you get away and find somewhere and you have your children with you, how you work to kind of communicate with them an understanding that this ain't the way love is. This ain't how a marriage should go. What things did you kind of share with your sons and in other individuals that come to you in your form as a mentor? What are some of the things? And we'll take a few minutes to share those right then before we get ready to close.
Well, Doc, growing up as a PK, I was always taught to be transparent. So I'm kind of blunt and straightforward. I don't sugarcoat things very well anyway. For me, it was as simple as sitting down with my children and saying to them, look, this is not it. I don't know where I got off track at. I don't know how I dropped the ball, but if y'all give me a chance to recover the fumble, I promise you, you'll never have to go through this again because this is not what God has designed for us. It was easy for me because my children are PKG, and so they have been raised in church. They know the word. They know the signs. They're really in tune because they do a lot in ministry and in outreach. And my fourth child, my nephew, Lord, I love him. He's always with me. He's my sister's son, but he's just like, she birthed him, he's mine. And I'm grateful for that. Between the four, see me going down the wrong path, they pull me to the side and they say, hey, Mom, hey, see, Mom, look, we need to talk. This ain't it. If they get a bad vibe about somebody, it's quick for me to reassess what I'm dealing with, because if I'm not able to see it, one of them are going to see it. And if they come to me with it, I'm going to pay attention to it because I feel like they're just these little angels of confidence that God has put in my life. And it's like they're on my shoulders and they see everything. They're like owls. They sit high. They look low. They see everything. They're not judgmental, but they will bring it to the floor. They will address it, and I kind of move forward from there, but I have taught them the science of abuse. So you have to break cycle by becoming better than what you have seen, and you have to teach your children to be better than what they have seen. And for the most part, you have to teach them the value of who they are and who God has created them to be, and you have to push them so that they will walk into their purpose and not run from it. You have to get up, you have to face each day, and you have to teach them to pray. You have to teach them to warfare. You have to teach them to fight, and you have to teach them to take demons head on, because if you don't teach them to fight in the spirit, then they will learn to fight physically, and that's not what you want them to do. You want them to go to God first, because in all things, there is nothing that you cannot overcome with God. Everything is possible with God. Without him, everything is impossible. So I teach the four of them to seek God first in any decision that they make. And I try to stay out of their way and let God guide them. People say you can't raise men. True, because you shouldn't raise any human being. You should raise animals. You should train. If you train them in a way that they should go, they will not depart from it. Even if they decide they want to have friends that don't totally believe, they will be leaders and set the example instead of being followers and falling. And even if they, some point along the road, do fall, they know that even a just man falls seven times, but they know to get up and try it again, not to stay down, not to be afraid. But more than anything, they know to come to me if they feel like they're being abused.
Awesome, awesome. I don't want to cut you off there at that, Chris, but you're doing an awesome job. But we're down about 3 minutes to go, and we have a couple things we're doing to close on the show. I want you to take just a minute just to kind of share with individuals what you're working on in the future and what you're trying to do. Just take a minute to do it. And I want to make sure I give a shout-out to these people that's checking us out on Facebook. And the numbers are on Blog Talk Radio as Instagram as well. Go ahead on, Chris.
Okay, right now I'm trying to put together a forum in which I want to do a nonprofit organization. I'm working with some people right now. I don't know how fast I'm going to have it out there. I want it to be out within a year or maybe a year and a half, but I want to be able to physically put my name on something that says I'm giving back. I want to have a nonprofit organization where young kids can go and communicate if they feel unsafe or they're being abused without having to come to the forefront and be identified.
That's awesome. And Chris have, and she'll be back again on that third, now the third Sunday of October. We'll be back again on that 3 o'clock, and she's going to share some more things with you. We're going to just kind of make this thing work. This day was dealing with life. It's challenging, but can still be filled with joy, happiness, and peace. I'm looking at the paper, and my eyes are going to sleep on me for some reason. They're getting bug-eyed on me, but I'm not tired. I'm not sleepy. I'm being blessed. We're down to me. Chris, again, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to being back on the third Sunday. And we're going to share some more things, not so much about just this particular topic, but we're going to be rolling every third Sunday, and you could be a part of it. And thank you again. Now, I want to make sure I give you a shout-out and give everybody a shout-out. We have Erica Butler is joining us. Denise Stephanie is joining us. Sherry Price McGee is joining us. Derek Cumming, one of my fraternity brothers. Thank you so much for joining us, 580 Sigma Fraternity. Latay Pickett, Inspire to Inspire. Denise Stephanie is Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California. We have Phyllis Renee Thomas. We have Marvin Smith. He has a gospel show on Sundays and always throughout the week. And we have also one of our guests on our show on last Tuesday, which was Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. Thank you so much. Again, Chris, thank you. It's been awesome, but we're at the end of the hour. Check us out. Tell the Truth on the third Sunday of each month at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Chris, thank you so much, and we will be talking very soon, but we're going to close it with some music, and we're blessed and highly favored. God is so good.
He brought me through hard trials. He brought me.
I love you, and I'm a fan you do.
I'm going to hold my back, back foot against the wall. Look out for me.
Thank you.
He heard my cry and rescued me. Never let a day go by and not be alive. We are blessed. Don't take it for granted that we are here today. Just know that we're blessed and highly favored. Just know that we're blessed.
We play it as blessed and highly favored. And as I stated, Tina Robinson, one of our guests, she's owning my own truth. That's her ministry, and we thank you so much, Tina, for joining us. I call your name, but I want to make sure I shout out to you about what you're making a difference in Oakland, California. It's been awesome, and we're going to close out right now. Have an awesome Sunday, the rest of Sunday. And we will be back, and we're going to move for Monday, but we're going to be back probably on Wednesday. I'm going to have to make sure my team understand on Monday. We're going to kind of push it for 2 weeks so we can have Tina back with us in 2 weeks. We're going to have a ball. It's been awesome. I love you, and I want you to have an awesome rest of the day.